What makes a wonderful person a wonderful person? This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. What makes a wonderful person a wonderful person? That's a good question, isn't it? Have you ever thought about it? What makes a wonderful person a wonderful person? Well, I have a clue. Perhaps not the answer, but a clue. Think about it. A wonderful person is a person who likes himself. A wonderful person is a person who goes around doing lovely things for himself and others. A wonderful person just is naturally wonderful. Naturally. How can a person be naturally wonderful? That's a good question, isn't it? How can we be naturally wonderful? Well, we can be naturally wonderful as we listen to ourselves, as we hear what we have to say about what goes on in the world, as we don't judge but are unconditionally loving. Can you be unconditionally loving? Can you have all sorts of convictions and all sorts of beliefs and all sorts of ways of expressing yourself that you think are just wonderful, and then you look at other people and they're not expressing in that way? They're not expressing in that way, and they're not talking in that way, they're not thinking in that way, and you think to yourself, what a clown, what a bunch of jokers, wow. And you know, a wonderful person doesn't think that way. A wonderful person knows what they believe and stands up for what they believe, but does not enforce what they believe upon other people's belief system. A wonderful person is a person who is just wonderful. And people who look at that person, they say, I like them. I like them. Or they may not even say, I like them. They may just enjoy being with them. They may just enjoy having that wonderful experience. I had a number of experiences with people who were closing in on the last moments of their life. And as I talked to them, oh, they had opinions. They were sarcastic, and they were nasty, and they were lovely, and they were all sorts of things. And I wanted to be wonderful, and so I did not judge them. I did not say of them, oh, they should think this way or think that way. Hey, you're getting ready to move on to your next dimension. You should have this attitude of mine. No, I just said, hey, you know, you're cool. You're wonderful. You've done many wonderful things, and now you're going on to a greater, more wonderful experience than anything you had ever known before, and it's wonderful. And let go. Let go. And it's hard to let go. It's hard to say, okay, life, I'm done with you. I'm going to move on. And it's also hard to stay here. And the reason I say it's hard to stay here is that if we stay here, what are we going to do? How are we going to act? One woman I talked with, I've mentioned her before, she was told by the doctor she was going to die. And so she prepared to die. But then she called me in, her daughter called me in at least, and I said, do you want to die? And she says, well, of course not. Well, you don't have to, you know. The doctors only give you an opinion of what they see you doing and seeing you are. And if you change that, then you have a new attitude. Well, what if I don't succeed and I die after saying that I'm whole and perfect? You know? Well, so what? Everyone will look at you and say, they wanted to speak their word, wanted to claim the truth about themselves, and they just didn't quite make it this time. And that's okay. That's okay. And so she said, all right, I'll do it. And so she had the doctor say to her family and her friends and everyone, it was a misdiagnosis. Now, that's a heavy thing for a doctor to have to say, when a doctor knows by all the reports that he has that this is no misdiagnosis. It is the truth. It is what that person is experiencing. But the doctor gave her her last wish, and it wasn't her last wish. Because when the family heard that she had a misdiagnosis, she wasn't going to die, she was going to recuperate and come back just wonderful, they jumped for joy and they were happy for her, and she was happy too. She caught that infection, and in a short time, she's back on her feet. Now, you see, what is it? What does a happy person do? I didn't say, you're stupid for dying, you know, you're stupid for causing yourself for this, and you did this, and no. All of us do little things and big things that are good or stupid. And it's about time that we start not doing those things. Start just being generous and being loving and being open and being wonderful. Now, can you do that? Can I do that? Can we do that? It's a good question. Now, the biggest question that comes up, do we want to? Do we want to? Do we want to be all that we are? Do we want to be a happy person? Do we want to be a loving, gentle, sensitive, caring person? Well, that's a choice that's up to us. And if we live from our unconditionally loving nature, which is our true nature, we will be very happy, very wonderful, and very joyous. Are you ready for that? I'm ready for that. I'm ready for that, and I am living that right now. My dearly beloveds, I love you, I love you, I love you. Just go and have yourself a ball and enjoy life.